Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1340, and the writing is shir number 492. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so the act of washing, when we wash negavas, in the morning, it's an important thing to keep in mind that it has to be done with what we call koyach gavra, which is human power. In other words, a human being, you know, putting it on, not just running water that you stick your hands in and out. It has to be, you know, physically done by a human. So the question is over here is the koyach gavra means the person should pour the water over the hands. Now, although ideally the washing should be done with a utensil, you take a regular, what we call nowadays, quote unquote, washing cup, right? And you wash. That's a real koyach gavra. You are pouring your first right and then the left, right, left, and so on. Okay, by the way, I just want to go over it again. You fill up the cup with your right hand, give it over to your left, and then you go right, left, right, left, right, left. Okay, that's how it's supposed to be done. Now, although ideally the washing should be done with a utensil, with the washing cup, the first water that flows when a faucet is open would also be considered koyach gavra. Case in time, somebody got stuck. Right? Therefore, if for whatever reason the person's stuck, they have a sink, but they don't have a cup, it happens. It could happen. So therefore, if one placed their hands under the faucet and then opened the faucet, the washing would still be valid. It would be okay, the Eved for sure. Now, the question is, since you need koyach gavra, you need the human power to do it, right? So you need, a person pouring the water over the hands. So therefore, if you have running water, let's say you have the faucets on, it's not going to help you just to stick your hands under the faucet and that's it. No, it has to be somebody has to physically, you know, turn it on and then turn it off. So the same alternate procedure should be done with right, left, right, left, right, left. And the hands have to be placed under the faucet and then the faucet has to be opened and closed. The washing would be okay. In other words, you're opening, close, open and close, and you have to do the same alternate procedure as if you would have a cup. Now, as if you would have a regular washing cup. However, the faucet must be closed and opened each time. You know, in other words, you can't say, well, I'll open it once, stick my hands on the fine, that's good. I had koyach gavra, I was the human being, I did human power, I opened this. No, you have to open and close. That's the point over here. In other words, each time you open it is a new koyach gavra. That's a new pouring from the faucet. So, however, the faucet must be closed and opened each time. Separately, and each time that the hands are washed, you have to open and close it. Now, the bottom line is this procedure is not something that should be used in general. It's only whereby b'dievet somebody gets stuck. In other words, the procedure is only used if one does not have access to a kli. Person should try and get a cup. If you don't have a regular washing cup, sometimes somebody in the airport or whatever, wherever it might be, you could always try and get a plastic cup, styrofoam cup, paper cup, you know, whatever the case is, that would also be fine. A washing cup or other type of utensil to hold, if you don't have a washing cup or other type of utensil, so then need be, one would be able to rely on this. But again, opening and closing the faucet constantly each time that you do it. But as much as possible, one should try and see it. Usually, I mean, there's places to get, like I said, in an airport, whatever. You could always, you know, ask the over-the-counter for a cup or whatever the case might be, any type of a cup. Again, you don't have Dafka have it. Now, I just want to throw it out there. They do have these I've seen in the past these folding washing cups that sometimes people buy. It's like a folding type of a cup. It goes, you pick it up and it like becomes a cup. And then it's like an accordion type of a thing. It's interesting. It's a cute little thing, but it's a cup. It's a regular washing cup and it fits in, you know, in the pocket or whatever. It fits in into the suitcase nicely because it folds up like an accordion. You pick it up, it opens up into a washing cup. So it's, sometimes the person who travels a lot, you know, just throwing it out, they might be good die to, pick up one of these cups like this. You have a washing cup, you know, always on hand, and you don't have to worry, will I get my cup or plastic cup or paper cup or whatever type of cup it is. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.